Sometimes I feel like a bitch with too many pups. Alice from Alice's Restaurant. You could call her Handy. Anytime they needed a babysitter, she was there with love and cookies, stories read, bedtime softened. If they needed a ride, she was right over, feeling apologetic if the gas tank wasn't full enough. Always up for a good time. If there were two parties in the same day, she'd be there for both, dressed in red, hot dish in hand. A good listener, sympathetic, willing to take her place at the end of the lunch line. Her dilemma was the only way she could escape all the need was to run away, hide. She turned off the phone, shut the doors, let her emails accumulate into the thousands. I sent you an email. Why don't you ever answer your emails? People asked in frustration. Too many, she said, shrugging. Call me if you need me. She lived well with broken stuff. The weeds grew, laundry piled up. The shoe pile in her closet was a mountain in tribute to her hurting feet. She cooked for other people's hunger, other people's taste, then overate. She niched a sanctuary in her basement only the cat could share. Thought of her remote country place too far out to visit often or at all. You should sell it, her friends declared. It's a burden. What are you going to do with it? Hide out, she thought. Go up and breathe. Make art. Eat peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwiches. Sleep with only the sound of coyotes in the near distance. Let the rain pound on the tin roof. Chop some wood and make a fire. Cell phones don't work there, but books do. Pens do. Brushes do. I do, she thought. A friend sent an entrepreneur from LA to look it over, thinking about co-ops and writing retreats. He wrinkled his nose at the cracked adobe, weeds in the yard, overgrown trees. How are the neighbors, he asked. Great, they mind their own business, she replied. How far is the nearest town? 35 or 40 miles. Do you need to keep a gun handy? No, I had a leaf spring to threaten with, but I never needed to use it. She explained what a leaf spring was. Word came back days later, too remote. Absolutely the best part of it, she thought. Every time she goes, she never wants to leave. She wonders what money would do for her instead. Where would she go, Paris or Antarctica? Maybe she would buy a little cabin in the woods, miles from anywhere, up a bad dirt road.